Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. So happy that you are listening. It's Monday. It's May 15th. It is 2017. And we're here to talk about everything that affects you, your life, your buckos, your wallet, your job, the economy, and all points in between. We'll do markets. We'll do Trump land. We'll do the economy. And jobs and unemployment and taxes and deficit spending, scam, sham, corruption, and... You know, we don't give you out a list of names for our health. Have you watched them? That's my question. Do you see what they're doing? Just want to let you know. We'll cover that also. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day, and whatever else we can think of today. Press the money management button if you want to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the subscribe button if you'd like to get our notes direct to you. And there's a bunch of other buttons there. Whatever. All at GaryK.com. Trump land. Well, I'm making no friends. I'm getting emails from the left castigating me for ripping the left to shreds. I am getting emails from the right because I have been saying Donald Trump is not acting presidential. Tough. Remember what we told you here. Unlike 99% out there, we have no favorites. I'm a New York Giants fan. I'm a New York Knicks fan. I don't know why, but I am. I am certainly a Mets fan. I have bias. When it comes to politics and people running this country, I have no bias. The hope was somebody different was coming in. Somebody that can change the playing field. Do things differently. Well, the good news is Donald Trump has done a bunch of things that I consider to be very good. But Donald Trump, on a scale of 1 to 10, acting as a president and being a president... presidential. He gets a 2 or 3. And it really worries me. It worries me when you say the word tapes and then you're asked directly about it, what you mean by that, and you don't answer the question. it worries me that now there are stories out that he revealed highly classified info to the Russian foreign minister, and the CIA and the intelligence agency had to walk things back and do damage control. I don't mind James Comey being fired, but look how it was done. The travel ban, twice both shot down. Miscommunicated, handled poorly, very poorly. And just the communications out of the White House is just, and the messaging, not very good. Now, the good news is this. The left is never going to change. They are a bunch of left socialists that actually do not give a crap about you or the voters until voting time. They are high tax, massive control people, and they should not be running lemonade stands. Now, Donald Trump has proposed lower taxes, less regulations. He's already knocked out a bunch of regs. And, of course, the left is howling. Tough. Sometimes the left cares more about the horn-toed frog than human beings. Trump is backing the police. Obama did not. In fact, they're going to light up the White House in blue tomorrow in honor of the police. He's back in the military, all good. But just the optics of the presidency leave a lot to be desired. And the good news is they can fix that. Go fix it. On top of that, I'm not so sure where Trump is. I'm for free trade. He says he's for free trade, but better trade, and that's why he's trying to undo all these trade agreements. I wonder how much free trade he's interested in. I really do. On the good side, less illegals coming into this country because they know they're not going to get handed out. That's good. Disincentivize people from crossing the border illegally. That's good. Trump last week talked out loud about maybe breaking up the banks. Not the worst idea, but shut up. I wouldn't talk about it. I'd be under wraps. And then after doing that, there's now legislation, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not making this up. You ready? To expand subprime lending. By the way, you know the Treasury Secretary is from Goldman. And Gary Cohn, his number one advisor now, is from Goldman. They want to expand subprime lending, really. They want to reboot what caused all the problems in 08, meaning leverage trading by these maniacs that almost brought the house down. But of course, the taxpayer saved them. They want to bring back legislation where if something bad does happen, it's on the taxpayer. I don't know if you know all this, guys and gals, but that's what Trump's been proposing. Not good. Is that what you want? So the left, they suck. The media, they double suck. Trump, good and bad. And the problem is the bad is overshadowing good. Because clear lack of messaging and, may I say, fibbing. I'm not going to use the other word. I'll use the word fib. They fib. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. If you want to move forward with your administration and legislation, you got to stop. You got to take a step back. And you got to recognize you are no longer running the Trump Organization, a private company that you can do anything you want. You're now a public company, for lack of a better word. You're public. Every breath you take, every move you make, every word out of your mouth, everything you write, every place you visit, every person you speak to is seen, heard, critiqued, gone over. And I hear the Trumpster saying, well, he just doesn't care. He's got to care. If you all want your legislation put through, you got to care. Because he's going to spend 90% of his time now fighting with on this Comey thing and all this other stuff than getting tax reform done and health care reform done and all this other stuff. He's never going to get into anything from the media. He's never going to get an edge on that. So don't worry about it. Just do your job. And stop the leaks. It's a leaky faucet at the White House. And that also has to stop. So therein lies all my critiques. And we're going to put up a little report tonight at GaryK.com on all that. So just letting you know. Just letting you know. We got some serious thoughts. And we're writing to them, and we hope they're listening, but they're not. Up next on The Edge, Full Market Wrap. Remember those names we've been giving out? We'll repeat them. Movers of the day, news of the day, whatever else today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I wanted to bring up something because there's a bunch of hedge fund managers that love telling everybody what they like, and then they have to report what they own. And I just want to let you know that it's always changing. Do not buy anything based on a report on a hedge fund and what they own. It's like 2-3 months late. And I'm always a big believer of just being very, very careful about agendas and ulterior motives. You got that? Very important. I've always, a few months ago, you know, there's this guy, I'm not going to mention who, short seller. I guess he was short big a stock that was flying, and it felt like he just conjured up a report and put some crap in there, and he got the stock to drop, and 3 weeks later said he's out. He covered. Should be in jail. So just be careful. We don't pay attention to any of that. You know who we pay attention to? Warren Buffett. Because when he buys something, he's buying it for a long while. He's not trading it tomorrow. Just food for thought. I hate that cliche. I take it back. It's not food for thought. It's just thought. That said, let's cover it. The interesting day of the market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Market right out of the box. Finished up 85. S&P up 11. NASDAQ 28. NASDAQ 117. Transport 66. I'll explain why. Advanced declines 22.7 on the New York. 20-9 on the NASDAQ. New highs picked up a wee bit. Very strong oil prices today, but oil stocks got distributed after being up strong early. You got that? We remain negative on energy, and as we told you, they can bounce at any time. It's just a bounce in a bearish phase. Before we even go forward, energy, most commodities, big retail. And, man, I just out of the corner of my eye today, I was looking at Macy's because they clipped this thing on Thursday. There's no buyers. It's called the slow drip, the death drop. We'd stay away from the big retail. I think just about all of them. No, really. We'd stay away from most everything autos. Most everything autos. And that consumes a few different areas of autos. There's some, like, Delphi Automotive, strong name. No problem with that. And then there are other sundry areas, a bunch of real estate names, especially the malls. Stay away. They're in a death drop also. And as I do my scans, it's about 42 to 45% of stocks are in bearish phase, not participating. But as we've told you on the show, the good is gooder. In the Dow today, Caterpillar up $1.70, Goldman Sachs $2.30. Johnson & Johnson gets an upgrade and goes up 3 and change. That's kind of abnormal for that name, but market liked it. IBM up $1 after its death drop. 3M $1. On the downside, nothing. Of note, financials green. Nothing to say just yet. I did mention to you, and I'll say it again, man, Citigroup looks good. No. It's not flying to the moon. It's not even going up. It's range-bound going back to basically December 8th of 16. That's many, many, many months. And it's one of the few big names sitting above moving averages. And let me be clear, if the financials get a bid and a move, and it's holding support at the lows here, Citigroup will lead the big names. As I told you recently, it felt like they can move back above moving averages and get going again to a certain extent. Has not happened. Still sitting tight. That be the financial. Semiconductors, up another 16 today, 1.6%. NVIDIA up another 6 today. Remember they gapped up recently on earnings? And just strong stuff. Looking for new bases, Texas Instruments. Go look at symbol PI. PI as in private investigator. Texas Instruments looks like it's setting up again. Xilinx just gapped up. Looks like it wants to move out of a flag. It's a little bullish pattern of fear and greed. Microchip, Lam Research. So semiconductors. I have to mention cybersecurity. As you know, there's a big hacking going on around the world. And I got to tell you something. I we've watched movies and stuff like that where the airplanes got hacked. Can they do that? Can they hack into an airplane's computer? I'm not trying to scare you, but man, it seems like they can get their hands into anything. It's kind of scary. If you haven't read about it, go read about that hacking. So things like Checkpoint were up strong today. Things like that. And then, of course, we've been mentioning you a bunch of strong growth names. They had another decent day today. Chipotle up 6, Coherent up 4 and change. Broadcom up 3. Mentioned Checkpoint. Just letting you know. It's one of those markets right now where a select few really good. The rest pretty much dormant or in bearish phase. Up next, we'll go more into that. We'll have the movers of the day. Bunch of news of the day. And whatever else today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
To
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Let's do the movers, and I'll do them slow because I'll have things to say. NetTees up 13, 284, nothing to say there. Mercado Libre just had a big reaction two Fridays ago, up another 9 today, 296, was too extended at that point. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, big base. We mentioned that about 7 days ago. It's up at the top of the range. Let's see what happens here. Intuitive Surgical, 7, too extended. NVIDIA up another 6 today. Gapped up Wednesday, hasn't looked back. First buy point on that, secondary buy point. Watch for it. Chipotle up another 6. Axwell. Proofpoint was up 5 and change today. That had to do with the cyber attack. TransDigm 5. Google up almost 5. Looks like it's going to move out of this little flag pattern here. Very strong Google. Workday up 480. That's a big breakout today on volume. No buts. Coherent up 4 and change today, putting a little flag pattern here, gapped up a few days ago. Four more, Martin Marietta Materials, Stamps.com, Whirlpool, I'll stop when something comes up, BlackRock, IPG Photonics, that gapped up about 2 weeks ago, did a little curl around, broke into new high ground today. Canadian Pacific, symbol CP, that one moves into new high ground, volume not exactly thrilling. Cuervo, up 3 and change today, back above the 50-day big volume. Some of the, I think the Apple device-type chips had a good day today. Staying with the threes, Biogen. As mentioned, Johnson & Johnson. SVB Financial, Expedia. Takes a 44% drop in earnings to take you to new highs. Three or more, Palo Alto. I'm going to stop at FedEx. I'm a big believer in the big stock. You know what I mean by that? Let me explain. The name you've heard of, the company that's doing well, an institutional favorite, and I don't mean Bellevue. It's the big money crowd, the big funds. And we're always looking for those names to set up. When I see Apple gap up, I turn into Jabba the Hutt. When I see Amazon breakout, Jabba the Hutt. When I see a Netflix breakout, Jabba the Hutt. FedEx, after rallying up into a high in December, has done nothing except pull back with a high of 200, low of 183, and a close today at 194 and change. Earnings were down a crappy minus 6%. Revenue, though, was up 19%. But it's one of those names. So we're watching it. And if this baby breaks out on volume in this market, just letting you know, and they don't report till the third week in June, I am not telling you to buy it. It may be down 10 tomorrow. And it has not broken out. It's in the middle of the range. It's just starting to get some quality action in the range. And what we mean by a range, FedEx has been trading between 183 and mostly about 199 for the last, since December. That's the range. And you can see inside the range, how's the volume? Is the up days good volume, down days no volume, or is it the opposite? So that's what we tend to look for. So I'm just letting you know, one of our favorite names. We'll see what happens. Broadcom up 3. Two or more, LendingTree. That one had a good reaction to earnings about 9 days ago, still moving. SBA Communications. Impinj, that symbol PI, semiconductor manufacturer. That's the one that was down 4 in earnings and then finished up 4. Pulled back, now moving. Take a look. PI. Edwards Life Sciences. Athena Health Checkpoint Software, that's mentioned. Broke out on Friday, a little more today off of the news of the cyber attacks. Copa Holdings and M&T Banks. Ryanair, that is the discount airline. I believe they're based out of Ireland. And that's new high. Universal Display, OLED. Looks like it wants to break out of a little high-tight flag here. Merit Price Financial, O'Reilly Automotive, F5 Networks. Owens Corning, OC. Looks like that's breaking out, too. Vulcan Materials, live long and prosper. iRobot, Rockwell Automation, setting up. Just letting you know, setting up. Waters Corp, high tight flag on that one, too, I would say. Pioneer Natural Resources, no big deal. Trivago, this is a hotel booking place, TRVG. Was up like 4.5, 5, finished up 2 to 1996. Strong. FMC Corp. And that's our movers on the upside. Did I thrill you or what? On the downside, Eagle Pharmaceuticals down 13 to 82. Tesla down 9, got a downgrade. We're going to watch Tesla now on how it pulls back. TAL Education down 7, 120. Cable One down 6. 4 more. Priceline had a bad reaction to earnings recently. Let me check this other one out here. If my computer doesn't lock up on me. There you go. Yeah. Amazon down little 3. WW Grainger. Ionis Pharmaceuticals. 2 more. Allergan. Illumina. Ulta Beauty. Burlington Stores, SodaStream, Foot Locker, that's breaking down. And that's your movers of the day, ladies and gentlemen. So we're just letting you know, means a very narrow market, but what's good is getting gooder. Don't pay attention to the oils today. Yeah, they were up, but they got distributed, and they're still in a bearish phase. Semiconductors remain a bull in the woods. We're very much watching the financials now as they are tightening up like tight can be. Let me give you an example. I'm actually going to give you a very specific. If Bank of America can move above $24.32 on big volume, that'll start to move on the financials. For example, if Goldman Sachs can move above, let's call it about 229 and change on volume. If J.P. Morgan can move above 89 on volume, that's your ending of this corrective phase in financial land. And again, I get asked 5 times a day what's driving it. Easy money. You're still under 1% here. You got negative 0.5% all across Europe and Japan. They're each printing $1 trillion a year to buy up assets. China doing the same. It's an absolute free-for-all of easy money. That's the story. Valuations continue to go higher and higher. Fine. Just be ready. Also got asked about Snapchat, Snap Inc. Gap down on Thursday, very bad, and right back up, close at 23 and change off of before earnings. It's 20.75, so it's still down. Why is it rallying, I'm getting asked. On a $1.91 loss beats the hell out of me, that's why. Keep in mind, a lot of that loss was stock compensation. Keep also in mind that our sales growth was up 286%, but keep also in mind valuation's an absolute joke. But we don't pretend to know who's in there on a daily basis bidding something up or wanting something. You got that? And remember, we've told you about this market. Quite the forgiving market. Forgiving. You get into markets like that sometimes. Yeah, we're filing bankruptcy. We're going out of business. Oh, the stock's up 10%. Okay, that was sarcasm. But you get my point. And that's the ever popular movers of the day, as well as a couple of your questions on this day. Up next on The Edge, more and news and whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know
the rules can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Anybody watch Derek Jeter last night? By the way, this will be our sports talk of the day. You know, I'm not a Yankees fan. You know, I'm a Mets fan. You can't be both. I certainly hate the New England Patriots, but I love Brady. I love Jeter. You know, sports are sports, but you can really learn some life lessons from people on conducting yourself, how you treat your business, how hard you work. I know Brady with the Deflategate. I ain't buying it. I just thought they did Jeter right, and man. I didn't realize how his stats are magnificent. I didn't realize how good his stats were. And I do remember some of his unbelievable plays in the World Series. I remember he went through the dugout and then the flip down to the catcher. Just good stuff. Of course, he wasn't on the Mets. That doesn't happen. Anyway, very good stuff there. And then, of course, we had we're in basketball, the... I guess semifinals. San Antonio was up 25. Golden State and lost. And there was this play where Kawhi Leonard went up and got his ankle all twisted. And there's big question on whether it was a dirty play or not. I'm sure you guys have been reading about it. Oh, it was a dirty play. The guy has a reputation. And he did his job. And they won the game. And they took the guy out of the next game, it looks like. Hope they're proud. And there's no doubt in my mind. And that's our sports for the day. Back on point. By the way, because we love doing sports. Just a note, by the way, Amazon, today is the 20-year anniversary of it going public. And there's an article today about the Amazon Echo, and I have one. My family bought me one, and I don't use it. I still use legal pads instead of, you know, notes on a computer. You know what I mean by that. Anyway, the big story now. I remember when Amazon came out, and of course, there's always going to be differentiation. I remember Amazon, then there was Webvan, Pets.com, Buy.com, Everything.com, and so many went out of business. Amazon thrived, and now, for lack of a better word, They are a juggernaut. They're a juggernaut. I spent 15 minutes on their site yesterday. I had no idea how many different things they are into, as well as their own products now. Genius. And as you know, they bought out Zappos. Guy made himself a few bits of coin selling. He sold shoes. Didn't create anything. I'm just going to sell shoes on the web. Bought out for zillions. And I was just thinking to myself, what's the next big thing? Because you know all the big talk is now is the driverless cars. In fact, I posted an article from a guy who's supposedly a genius saying by 2030, it's going to be a whole new ballgame. Nobody's going to want to drive. Nobody's even going to own cars, he says. That everything is going to be car for hire. And a lot of it's going to be driverless. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm trying to think out of the box. This guy's been right many times before, and I've been wrong. And I'm asking myself, is he nuts? How are we going to do driverless cars? How are you going to prevent accidents? I-4 is in shambles here in Central Florida. Every day there's accidents. There was a gigantic accident on the weekend when there's supposed to be no traffic, but it's just so bad. You're going to put driverless cars on there? You're going to get into a driverless car on the George Washington Bridge? And if the computer breaks down, now you fall a few thousand feet into the drink? We going to trust this? I'm just trying to get it through my head, because if this is where we're going, I'm trying to think, where's the big money going to be made? But then I ask the doubtful questions. I ain't getting into a driverless car on the George Washington Bridge, are you? What about in the Colorado Mountains? Or on the Hana Highway in Maui? The one-lane thing where if you fall over 10 feet, you go down 2,000 feet. Who's going to get into a driverless car there? So I have my doubts. But I'm watching, and I'm thinking. And we'll see how it plays out. Certainly a lot of money is being put into this stuff. I'm just not so sure. What about when a deer's crossing the road? Or a deer juts out? Believe me, you should see my neighborhood. Got like 100 deer in my neighborhood. So just some food for thought for you guys to think about. We'll talk about it more as we move forward. Every day I'm thinking about what's the next big thing. I'd like to get in front of one of those next big things and be a part of those next big things. Stay tuned for the next big thing. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. And I can do it now because my kids are home. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show, or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,